Hey, Chris Johnson here, and there's just been another stop in the seemingly endless Chris Johnson apology tour. You see, I've got a lot of fucking regrets. A fucking laundry list of them. Why the fuck do they call it a laundry list? I've made way more fucking shopping lists in my day than fucking laundry lists. I don't know if I've ever thought about that fucking stupid saying until right now. Why the fuck do they call it a goddamn laundry list? Fuck. Well, you know what? I can't get too deep into this fucking rabbit hole because I'll just jump inside and fucking kill 3 minutes on that shit. And I'll probably stop giving a fuck in about 30 seconds anyway, so. But to use the dumb phrase, I've got a laundry list worth of regrets. Either shit I've said, shit I've done, actions I've taken, things I've maybe passed up on. You know what I mean? The normal stuff for most normal people. But I feel like I have no way to fucking judge this, but I feel like I fuck up a lot, or at least I've fucked up a lot. I probably still fuck up a lot, but I'm doing much better. So I feel like I'm recognizing my fuck ups more. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's just how I feel. I feel better about it. I feel better about myself, you know? But a lot of times I'll look back, and most of the time for me, like, the things that I get really depressed about, like, missed opportunities are one thing. That's all fine. Like, that shit happens. That's part of fucking life. But what really eats at me are, like, things that I've said that potentially would have, like, hurt somebody. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, like, that fucking eats me alive. I don't like that. I feel like I have to live with it, and I have a very good memory, so a lot of stuff is burned into my head. So even if I'm not thinking about it daily, like, if I see something or something triggers it, or like earlier today, I'm fucking trolling around on Facebook, and a lot of times they'll pop up like, hey man, people you might know this motherfucker. And it's always a bunch of people I don't want to fucking talk to a lot of times. Or I'll be like, should I talk to that person? I don't know. I talk to enough people. I got like a list of people I talk to. I don't know how many more I can take on. But I saw somebody on Facebook and I thought like, motherfucker, I gotta apologize to this person. It's kind of a dick, you know? I never meant to be, I never mean to be, really, but like, I try to be funny a lot, and a lot of times you think back, like, some of the jokes that you pulled, holy shit, like, they're a lot fucking cruder, they're a lot fucking meaner, at least for me, they're a lot fucking meaner, or sometimes you think somebody's in on the joke, and they're really not in on the joke. You might think you're at a specific level with somebody, but you're really not at that level, or that they might understand what the fuck you're saying, or, you know, maybe you're just being a dick, and you don't realize you're being a dick, or you think something's funny, and they don't think it's funny, it doesn't matter, it doesn't fucking matter. All that fucking matters is I regret a lot of things, and over the past, oh, I don't fucking know, 20 years of my fucking life, I've been just going back through the list and apologizing. But didn't they make a fucking show about that? What the fuck was that stupid show? Jason Lee was in it. He was like fixing his... I never watched the goddamn show. I just know the premise of the fucking show. He was like fixing all the shit that he fucked up. I always think like, I'm pretty much done with that. And then all of a sudden, I just remember something else. There may be more shit out there that I don't even know about. I just don't want people to have like... Fuck, how do we even want to phrase this? So for me, let's take me specifically. I remember a lot of shit that people have done and said to me over the years. And sometimes it doesn't matter, but sometimes it does matter. And sometimes it hurts a little more. And it's tough to say what's going to sting more and what's not going to sting more, or what will really, you know, stick with you. But there are times like, it's not that I'm like looking at my past and like hoping that people apologize for me for shit. But like when people do apologize to me, I'm very appreciative of it because they took the time to think about it and they went out of their way to do it. You know what I mean? So I want to give people that. I want to give people the shit that I don't often get. I want to be like a fucking example, even though I'm not setting an example for anybody except for my fucking cast. But that's how I think in my fucking head. I got this weird like code that I live by, and I just think it's the right thing to fucking do sometimes. If you fucking hurt somebody's feelings, or you fuck up, or you did something you thought was dumb, there's nothing wrong with fucking apologizing. Some people think it's fucking weak. Those people are assholes. There's nothing wrong with it. If you hurt somebody, say you're fucking sorry, and just fucking mean it, and they might appreciate it. Like, this person fucking appreciated it. This person responded, and I was pleased. A lot of times they don't respond. I've had that a lot over the years. They're probably like, Chris Johnson, fuck this motherfucker. But you know what? All you can do is apologize, right? You can't judge their reactions to it, or you can't, not judge it. That's the wrong way to put it. You can't control their reactions to it. They're going to react to the apology how you're going to react. Because sometimes people don't deserve apologies or forgiveness, or they deserve forgiveness, but they don't deserve to have you back in their life or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you might really forgive somebody, but it doesn't mean you got to be at the same level you were before. If you and your best friend have a huge falling out and it was super fucking acrimonious and, you know, they did all this shit or whatever the fuck and they apologize to you later, like, you can be like, you know what, I'm really appreciative of it, and but, you know, you just stay over there. Like, I hope you're doing well. Hope things are going great for you, but we don't have to be tight again. Like, you don't have to be, like, super tight with people again. But, like, sometimes it's nice to just have acknowledgement. I feel like I need acknowledgement all the time. I don't like not getting acknowledgement. It's not that I gotta constantly be paid attention to, but I just like people acknowledging what I've said or done. Especially if I go out of my way and fucking say something. Like, I don't need, like, a reply. Or maybe I do need a reply. I don't know what the fuck I need. I just don't like, if you go out of your way, I just don't like, in most situations, I should say, because there's always fucking exceptions to the rule, because if my dad reached out to me, I wouldn't fucking talk to him. Like, sometimes people exhaust all their chances, but in most cases, that's not how things are going to be, right? In most cases, like, somebody can at least reach out and say something, or acknowledge, you know, your effort or something like that. And if they don't, I mean, I kind of think it's a dick move, right? Isn't it kind of a dick move? Like I said, depending on the situation, but, like, if you're going to, like, sincerely apologize to somebody, like, I don't know, I'd listen to it. I'd fucking listen to it. Why wouldn't you fucking listen to it? I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come down. Podbean is the host of the cast. Website, app for that. Every episode's there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Spotify, iHeartRadio, on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and on Facebook in the timeline. So check for it there.